I fucking hate Mrs. Rogers. Hate her. She's a stuck-up old bitch. I come over to her flashy house to babysit her kids while she goes to some sort of women's club. My husband works from his home office. She greets me at the door and looks down her nose at me like I'm the scum of the earth. For some reason, she thinks she's better than me. She's all fucking coiffed hair and pearls and twin sets. She's only 45 and you'd swear she's like 100. She drives me nuts with her snide remarks and her fake smiles. Each time I see her, I want to break her fucking neck. So, I've been bad. First it was messing with her shit, moving things about. Then it was teaching her kids swear words, making them promise not to tell who taught them. Well, now I've noticed Mr. Rogers has taken a liking to my denim shorts. I like that. I can use that. So each time I've babysat and bumped into the handsome, old enough to be my daddy, Mr. Rogers, I've been a little naughty. First it was the clothes, tighter, shorter, see-through. Then it was the glances, letting him catch me looking that little bit too long at his ass or his crotch, giggling at anything he says, fluttering my lashes, groaning inappropriately. Then accidentally brushing up against him or bending over in front of him, giving him a nice view of my ass. All my cleavage. I have officially made him hot for me. Teased him like a motherfucker. And he's gonna Sammy as soon as I walk in. And guess who's noticed too? That bitch. Fucking love it. She hates me more now. Is even more jealous of my youth. My body. My sunny disposition. Attitude stinks. I'm a fucking destroyer. So I take it one step further. I've put the kids to bed and wait patiently for Mr. Rogers to tell me it's time to go. I sit, legs folded underneath me, and my skirt gaping. In walks in the tired Mr. Rogers. Poor sod. He works so hard. His wife is an ungrateful fucker. His eyes are down, and he pulls my babysitting fee out of his pocket, and then glances up. His eyes don't get very far when he sees my skirt, open, flashing him a little slit. His eyes widen, and I feign modesty. I'm sorry, Mr. Rogers, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was flashing you. I close my legs. I kind of forgot and I took my panties off. They were a little wet. Mr. Rogers gulps, speechless, and he just nods. I get up and I stand a little too close to him. I lean in and whisper in his ear, "Do you like what you saw?" He gasps and he stammers and I grip his bicep. "It's okay, Mr. Rogers. I like what I see too." I stroke my hand up his leg and I cup his groin. His eyes flutter in pleasure and then he forcefully steps back, gaping at me. I hang my head in shame, twisting my hands. "I'm sorry, Mr. Rogers. I don't know what came over me. I'm sorry. It's just, I find you very attractive. And well, I just couldn't resist. Please don't fire me. I won't do it again, I promise." His eyes soften and he blows out a breath, but he still won't tight. Unless you want me to, of course. I tilt his face towards me, stroking down his chin, his thick chest, his abdomen, eventually resting my hand on his belt buckle. I know you want me. You can have me, you know. Any way you want. Any hole you want. He gasps when I press him closer, and I lick his earlobe. He shudders, and I deftly open his buckle and fly, shoving my hand down his boxers and gripping him tight. He grunts loudly and bucks into my hand while I stroke him with a firm, slow grip. Oof, you're big. Do you want me to go faster? I stroke faster, and he's leaking in my hand. Then I drop to my knees in front of him. Oh, Mr. Rogers, let me look after you. I know your wife doesn't, does she? No, I didn't think so. I drop his pants to his knees and lick up his shaft, tonguing the end. He begs again, what for? I don't know, but I just carry on. Sucking him deep and working his shaft and balls, he groans like a dying man. I stand and I push him onto the sofa, and then I start to strip. And I can see his eyes widening. His cock is throbbing as I reveal my tight little body, my perky titties, my bare pussy, and my long legs. I straddle him, placing his hands on my breasts, as he seems incapable of doing anything. Then he slowly strokes them in awe as I rub my pussy lips up and down the underside of his shaft. He groans and I maneuver his cock into place. You're in for a real treat, Mr. Rogers. I slip his thick cock into my tight hole, and he holds on for the ride of his life.
As soon as I walk in, I know something's amiss. Then the guttural sounds coming from the living room prove it. If that bastard is watching porn again, I'm gonna wring his neck. But no, he looks like he's in the show. And the girl I hate most is his co-star. I can see them in profile, riding him slow and steady, her perky ass grinding on my husband's crotch. His balls are soaked with their juices, and he's just staring at her, mouth wide open, frozen with pleasure. I break down, my knees weaken, and I fall to the floor. I can't take my eyes off the disaster before me. A loud sob escapes me, and it draws their attention. She knew I'd be here now, and she blatantly grins at me. His dazed face turns to me, and he flinches at the sight of me, his wife, on the floor, crying. He tries to buck her off, and he begs her to stop, but she just rides him harder, faster, reaching around and stroking his balls as she does. And he loses himself to sensation, and cries out in pleasure. Jade, she just laughs at me. I'm so pissed. I get up and stomp over to them. You fucking bitch. But before I can slap her, my husband catches my wrist and painfully holds me still while he gets ridden. I fall to the sofa, my face in my hands, and I whimper. He loves my tight little hole. It's so good compared to your worn-out cunt, isn't it, Mr. Rogers? Shocked by her words, I look at her properly. I am so goddamn jealous. My husband just groans and he dribbles a little. He's getting so much pleasure from her, and I can't take my eyes off the way she works his cock. I am so freaking jealous. She's so trim, young, smooth, perfect. My husband looks at me again, and he apologizes profusely, and then he takes a small handful of her perky tits. Then I realize I'm not just jealous of her body, her abilities, I'm jealous of him, too. Holding those perfect tits in his hands, I'll be fucked if I didn't wish it was my hands on her. And Jade catches me staring. You want to touch me too, don't you, Mrs. Rogers? You've been secretly eye-fucking me too, haven't you? Oh, you jealous cow. You want to touch my tits too, don't you? Don't you? Yes, goddammit! I fucking thought so. Strip, bitch. She hops off my husband and sits next to him. I whimper as I stand, stripping off my prim, proper clothes, left in nothing but my boring white cotton underwear. All the way, Mrs. Rogers. And I do. I go all the way. I bear all to the babysitter and my husband, who hasn't seen my body in the light of day for years. Well, no fucking wonder you didn't give him any. I'd be fucking ashamed too. Let's see if we can find something you're good at, huh? How about you come and touch what you've been eyeing up? She grabs my wrist and she pulls it towards her pink wet pussy. She pushes me down on my knees in front of her as she proceeds to instruct me on how to finger a tight cunt. I look over at my husband, and he's stroking his big cock, watching his wife please the babysitter. Lick it, bitch. I whimper into his snatch. The taste of her and him is so strong, and I'm hungry for it. Oh, that's it, woman. Fuck, you're enjoying that cunt, aren't you? I nod as I eat her like a peach. The best thing you've ever felt round your cock, isn't it, Mr. Rogers? He agrees wholeheartedly, telling me how sexy and tight she is. Oh, your wife can sure eat pussy. Fuck yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck. Stop. Oh, I said stop. She grips my hair and pulls me away from my meal. I want to come all over your husband's cock. My husband agrees again, telling me how he can't wait to get his cock back in her. He wants to do this every day, multiple times. Lie down on the floor, bitch. I move pretty quickly, which makes them both laugh. And then Jade bends over me in the 69 position. My husband gets behind her. Lick us while we fuck over you. I strain my neck up and I start to lick and suck on his balls and her juicy pussy. Sudden intrusion makes me gasp, and I look down to see Jade fucking me with a thick candle. She slams it into me over and over as I stare up and suck on them while they fuck frantically. He's shouting out about how wonderful her teen pussy is, and she's begging his married cock to explode inside of her. And then they are exploding. All over my face. Juices dripping down on my cheeks, in my mouth. And then I come, and I come, and I come, and I come. All at the hands of the babysitter.